The political leaders of Serbia and Kosovo sat down today for their first face-to-face talks. It has been 7 years since a NATO bombing campaign forced Serbian troops to leave Kosovo. The Serbs were accused of trying to ethnically cleanse the province of its majority population of ethnic Albanians. Since then, Kosovo has been in limbo. It's been administered by the United Nations, with NATO troops trying to prevent violence between the Serb and Albanian communities. NPR's Emily Harris has our report on today's meeting in Vienna.
Although the issues surrounding Kosovo are very complicated, its future boils down, in simple terms, to two opposite visions. Serbia wants to keep Kosovo, at least nominally, within its borders. Kosovo's ethnic Albanians want independence. That was each side's position going into today's UN-brokered talks and coming out. Serbian Prime Minister Vojislav Koštunica says to grant Kosovo independence would be to invite secessions around the world.
First, Kosovo should be within the Serbia because of the very simple reason that we have something, a piece of paper that is called UN Charter. And it has to do with the territorial integrity and sovereignty of the existing states. If we put that piece of paper, that document into question, then we are putting everything all around the world into the question.
Serbia says it's offering Kosovo the fullest possible autonomy and says it does not want to rule the province from Belgrade. Kosovo's Albanians don't buy it. Like Serbia's delegation, Kosovo's president Fatmir Sejdiu colored his arguments with broad international ideals.
And their proposal, in its essence, is a proposal to rule us. Our position and our general opinion is that we should rule ourselves. This is a natural and normal right which is available to a nation. This is a constitutional but also an international right.
The two sides did agree to expand technical talks on issues such as protection of Serbian churches and minorities and on opening government institutions to encourage more cooperation between the two communities. The UN's special envoy and chief negotiator, Marti Ahtisaari, was decidedly realistic in his assessment of today's talks.
I think atmosphere was, should I say that it was better than I could have expected.
What have you expected?
No, I didn't expect much, quite frankly, and I have said so, because it's not an easy thing for either of the parties to come to this sort of meeting.
Action on Kosovo is governed by the so-called contact group, the U.S., Britain, France, Germany, Italy, and Russia. In a statement today, the group acknowledged that Kosovo's Albanians need to do more to move progress forward, but it was much sharper with Belgrade. Many observers expect the contact group and UN to impose some kind of solution on Kosovo unless there's a negotiated settlement by the end of this year. Veton Saroy is a politician with the Kosovo-Albanian delegation.
I think it is fairly improbable that there will be a negotiated solution. What we have seen are differences that are substantial and that will not probably be bridged.
But Serbia's foreign minister, Vuk Drašković, made it clear where Belgrade stands on imposed independence for Kosovo.
No, any doubt Serbia will not accept such solution.
Pressed on what that means, Serbia's president clarified, "We will not use violence," he said, and he smiled. Emily Harris, NPR News, Vienna.